I'm Rick Henson with a check of the latest area and state news on KJAN. Officials in the Adams County community of Prescott have issued a snow emergency. The snow emergency ordinance is in effect from 6 a.m. today through 11:59 p.m. on Monday. While the civil order is in effect, no vehicles are to park on the streets of Prescott until after 11:59 p.m. on January 5th. All vehicles should be moved off the streets. Any vehicles remaining on the streets until the snow emergency ends will be subject to towing at the owner's expense. Some Iowa hospitals have tightened visitation rules in the wake of a widespread flu outbreak that has claimed the lives of three children in recent months, including that of a three-year-old Elkhorn girl. The Des Moines Register reports that three-year-old Aisley McCarthy died on Monday from complications of the flu. Her mother says that only 3 days earlier, Aisley appeared healthy and active. The Iowa Department of Public Health report shows that for the week ending December 27th, 161 Iowans were hospitalized with the flu at a set of hospitals the department monitors. That has prompted Des Moines medical centers to ban any would-be visitors who show any flu symptoms. And anyone visiting flu-infected patients must wear a surgical mask over his or her nose and mouth. An old Danish windmill is the pride of Elkhorn, but decades after it was removed from Denmark, residents are struggling to pay for repairs to get the structure's blades turning again. Windmill manager Lisa Riggs noticed last spring that something was wrong with a 168-year-old windmill, dismantled in Denmark and reassembled in 1975. An inspection determined that harsh weather had caused some of the mechanics that attached to the giant sails to shift, forcing the blades to be stopped. Despite its popularity, Riggs says it's tough for a little town to raise the $25,000 to $100,000 needed for repairs. Mayor Stan Jens said the windmill has given Elkhorn a huge lift, and it's essential to get the blades turning again. Organizers of the Midlands Humane Society have opened a new facility in Council Bluffs. The Council Bluffs Daily Nonpareil reports the 11,591-square-foot building was designed with plenty of natural light. It has rooms designated for animal adoptions, animal control, and the treatment of sick animals. There is also an area that would allow for a future expansion of the building. The board of directors has been working for 8 years to open the facility in Council Bluffs. Board Chair Leslie Southard said that organizers are thrilled to be a part of helping tales find happy endings. An Iowa inmate in Sioux City has been placed on escape status after failing to return from his work release detail on New Year's Day. The Sioux City Journal reports 29-year-old Timothy Raymond Denny was staying at the Department of Corrections work release facility in Sioux City following a conviction for second-degree robbery and going armed with intent. People in work release can leave a facility for a certain amount of time for jobs. Denny was transferred to work release on October the 8th. His sentence was for 15 years. Anyone with information about his location is asked to call police at 712-279-6960. A Sioux City woman and her two dogs are safe after escaping a house fire. Sioux City firefighters responded to a report of the fire at around 7:30 p.m. Friday and arrived to find heavy smoke and flames coming from the house. Sioux City Fire Rescue Assistant Chief Brad Robinson said the woman was able to round up her two dogs and get out of the house shortly after seeing the flames. The fire was quickly extinguished and no one was injured. Robinson said the American Red Cross was helping the woman find shelter and clothing. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a Shenandoah man on charges associated with a theft of a vehicle that took place on New Year's Day. 21-year-old Jacob Tacker faces charges that include operating a motor vehicle without the owner's consent, theft in the second degree, trespassing, and interference with official acts. Tacker, who allegedly took a pickup from Green Plains Renewable Energy, was booked into the Fremont County Jail and later released on $7,600 bond. Deputies were assisted in their investigation by officers with the Shenandoah Police Department. And animal shelters in northern Iowa are seeking foster families to temporarily house dogs and cats. Local animal rescue organizations told the Mason City Globe-Gazette that they need more people to take in animals that are old, very young, pregnant, or emotionally unsuited for shelter life. Linda Barnish of Mason City has fostered 75 cats, kittens, and puppies in her home in recent years. She and her husband, Chuck, foster animals from the Humane Society of Northern Iowa. Their current foster animal is a pregnant cat named Violet. Approved foster families are placed on lists at local shelters and called if an appropriate animal is in need of a home. In most situations, rescue groups pay for foster animals' food and veterinary care. And that is a check of some of the latest area and state news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.